الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, the Hajj also is just about completed. We all make dua, Allah make it easy for all, accept it from everyone. And Qurbani also, Alhamdulillah, has been completed. May Allah Ta'ala accept that also fully. All these are very, very great ibadat, and hopefully we haven't messed them up. That is, like Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ, if you make a mistake. Then if you, after, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَاتِ, after clear signs and clear bayans came to you, and you still made mistakes, فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ, then know very well Allah is Aziz, that He knows all your faults and He can take you very severely to task. And Allah is Hakim, He doesn't punish immediately, He gives lot of respite, that a person makes tawbah, he comes right. But finally when maut comes, then everything is over. So especially, hopefully, that we did not get involved in any photography with regard to this Qurbani. The Hajj also, hopefully people didn't all make selfies and sending the messages out in Arafat. What a great and honorable day. Hopefully it was not messed with all this for the photos. And this photography that we are speaking about, many of us must be thinking, now it's coming out of our ears. How much are we listening to it? But it is a very, very terrible grave, son, and makes it more terrible that we take it very lightly. How many of us, we don't even take it as a sin. It is a sin to take photos, to look at photos also. Our Haji Sahib, Allah reward him, he told me that here at the back of the masjid, behind the glass doors, students taking one another's photos. Here in the masjid. Yeah, so it has become so easy, and we don't think of it as a guna also. And that makes it more worse, a guna. We don't take it as a guna, makes it even worse. We take it lightly. One time, Firoz Mehman, Haji Firoz Mehman, was one of the beloved and very close, dear Khalifas of our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali. And he explained, while he was giving a bayan in front of Hazrat, that when you are traveling by plane and the air hostess comes and put your food on the tray of food, he says, don't even look at her hand. Hazrat became very, very happy at that. That takes so much of precaution. Then he said further, you're traveling on the road and you see a billboard and there's a woman's picture there and she's advertising something. So don't even look at that billboard. He says, I tell my friends, they say we are looking at what is being advertised. He says, Shaitan is playing havoc with you. You are not looking at what is being advertised, you are looking at that woman. So Hazrat became very happy with that also. So today, it has become nothing for us to see photos, even another man's photo. And very unfortunate, much more worse, to see some buzurg's photo. That is what leads to idol worship very easily. So that all has become, and we don't think of it. So we won't make tawbah. In fact, we will argue and justify it. And we will say it's right. And one common argument, that there are two views on it. With regard to the two views, especially at this time, and good examples come to mind, if somebody has the view that chicken qurbani is jaiz. So is that a valid opposite view? It's not a valid view at all. Just like that, photography, no second view. All our buzurgs, from just above us, who we all know, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi, then further Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Shafiq, all our buzurgs, none of them entertained the view that there is a second view, that there is another view, that it is possible. Though in their time, the camera was out already. And lot of people, Allama Tantawi is famous, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, Rahmatullah Ali, up to one stage, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad till one stage, they also regarded it as permissible. They retracted afterwards, but then to our Buzurgs, none of them regarded the second view also as a valid view. Just as Kurmani of a chicken is no valid second view, like that this is also no valid second view. It is qat'i, it is completely haram. Also, Allah reward Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, this is the sign of a great alim. That when we find it a bit difficult or something, to admit it. That is a sign of a great alim. May Allah Ta'ala reward him, and this takes a person to very great height. That we are not fear of the people, what they'll say, but we fear Allah Ta'ala. And we act accordingly. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So we're discussing the subject for a few weeks. The one we discussed is the first, from a historical point of view, which nobody in the world can deny, that it was this photo making with the hand, drawing the image of a person, which led to idol worship. So there is no doubt about it. It's a historical fact documented everywhere, not only in the Quran Sharif, for us that is absolute and final, but everywhere or else also. So it is not a thing that could lead and that can lead to idol worship. It is a proven international accepted fact that this photography, photos, whatever name we call it, led to idol worship. And that is enough in Shariat that when something can possibly lead to that, then that is the worst harm, that it be declared haram. What leads to it, that must be declared haram. Because the sababul haram, haram. This is the cause of the great harm. Before that, other gunas were carrying on in the world. And then in the time of Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, as we had explained, he brought the people to a very great height of love of Allah, ma'rifah, deen. And unfortunately, shaitan worked on them and brought them to draw pictures of them, make idols of them, and finally worship them. And there's so much worship that Nuh alayhi salam, a great Nabi of Allah, they say don't listen to him. He's sitting with the carpenters, his mind has also become like this low class people. And if there are droughts here, no water, we in the desert, and he's building a ship. Is his mind right? Is he out of his mind or what's wrong with him? Unfortunately, as somebody told Maulana Ahmed Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, that most of the people are seeing people. There are few blind people. He said, no, most are blind. There are few seeing people. And which Allah Ta'ala says, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes which are blind, but the heart which is in the bosom that is blind. So we are very few seeing people. Also on that point a little bit, many of us, we today almost any program we have, whoever's program, it is measured by the number of people. You just ask somebody, how's the, a lot of people came, full crowd. So we measure with that. Quran Sharif says, وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you follow the majority of the people, they will lead you astray. You will be led astray. If you tell some people say, but so many people, this person has got so many followers, so many people following him. So one person told, and tell them, the Quran Sharif says, وَأَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلِمُونَ وَأَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And the Quran Sharif says, وَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ وَقَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Always the few are on the right, and the majority are on the wrong. That has always been. In Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 80 people who are on the right, 40 men, 40 women. And the rest of the people, the whole nation, they were astray. So we shouldn't be influenced by that at all. So if photography was permissible in Islam, it is not permissible at all in Islam, but if it was permissible, and there were great benefits in it also, but just one harm, that it leads to idol worship, which is a historically proven fact, then that is enough cause, according to Shariat also, and according to logic also, to declare it haram. And there is no grounds for anyone then to declare it halal and permissible when it is so clear that it leads to all this haram. Also, we had discussed that a name change and a method change does not change reality. We can change the name of places, you can change the method of doing things, but the reality is the reality. A photo is a photo. A picture is a picture. No matter how you make it, no matter what you call it. So that is totally haram. Also, we had discussed that the cause of a haram is haram, both ways. What's the cause of haram is haram also. Anything that the cause of it was a haram, like picture making, led to idol worship. So the idol worship is haram, that we all understand. The cause that led to it is also haram. And the other way also, that what haram results from even a halal thing, but it leads to haram, that halal thing also becomes haram. If there is anything, sababul haram, haramun. That is something which is permissible, but it leads you to haram, then that halal thing is also haram for you. So, and this year, this haram of photos, which leads to such a great haram of idol worship. Other gunas, Habil and Qabil, the one brother killed the other brother, all other gunas, in fact, ulama say, if a person commits adultery with his own mother inside the Kaaba, that is also forgivable by Allah Ta'ala. But shirk, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. That what his partners are associated with Allah Ta'ala, shirk, that Allah Ta'ala. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَىٰ. And besides that, Allah will forgive whom He wants to, how much He wants to, and the forgiveness, the bazaar of the forgiveness of Allah will be hot on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will be forgiving widespread. But for the shirk, Allah said, Allah does not forgive that. So this is that guna that leads to that which, so therefore, this is badarji awla haram. For a more greater reason, photography is haram because it leads to that. Then we should also, one very important aspect to consider with regard to photography, somewhat, some aspects we had discussed also, that the harms of photography. The person should, and because of the harms, even if his photography was permissible, but the harms it causing, because of that it is also totally haram. Such great harms. The greatest harm is that it leads to idol worship. That is the worst. Besides that, is shamelessness, behayai, lewdness. This is a common thing of photography, what it leads to. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully one of the wisdoms, Hazrat was gifted in this also, that the hikmat, the wisdom of the behind the commands of Allah. So Hazrat used to explain in his way that one of the reasons why Allah has made photography haram, besides all the others, one Hazrat should say, that for example, a person in his young days, school days, etc., he had a girlfriend. He took photos with her also. His friends got those photos also. Then Allah gave him tawfiq, he made tawbah. He came right, and then he finally became bad. He became a big sheikh also. Now his friend became jealous of him. That look at my friend, where he is rich, he's a big sheikh today. So he takes out that photos and show all. Let's see your big sheikh. Look at him here embracing his girlfriend and his photo. So Allah wanted to protect the izzat of a person. So Allah made photography haram, so that there is no record of it whatsoever. This is similar, which Hazrat explains in another aspect, that why did Allah make ghibat, backbiting haram? Allah Ta'ala said, don't backbite. It is ashaddu min az-zina. It is worse than adultery also. Why? Because my banda has done wrong. And what is backbiting? You speak something wrong of a person which is in that person. If it isn't in that person, then it is slandering. It is a worse guna than backbiting also. But that fault, that wrong is in that person. And you speak about it, so now you are lowering his reputation, his position in the eyes of the people. So Allah said, that is haram. My banda has made a mistake. That's between me and him. I'll sort that out. But you don't speak bad of my banda. So Allah made ghibat haram. Just like that, photography Allah made haram. And this, our Sharia, no matter we give our lives for our Sharia, how perfect it is, Allah wanted to protect us completely from all these haram. Just as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also, our Shaykh used to explain, that Allah Ta'ala saved us from the terrible guna of adultery, all that what goes with it, by Allah cut it off from the root. It starts from the eyes. When you see, so Allah says, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That protect your eyes, you will be protected of this guna completely. Your mind will be clear. Your thoughts will be clear. Your ibadat you will enjoy. But if you are filled with all this dirt in your head, your du'as also you got no. You are making tahajjud also, but other thoughts are coming in your mind. You are crying in your du'as also, but other thoughts. So Allah protected us, that He said, cut it off from the root. In the same way, this our deen is till the day of Qiyamah. So to Allah cut off everything by making photography haram, you get saved of innumerable harms. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah's wisdom, Allah knows everything. Allah, the knowledge of Allah, Allah knew everything. So Allah cut it off completely, that this photography will lead you to terrible things. So Allah Ta'ala made it completely haram. We find, for example, in the same context, Usama bin Laden, rahmatullah alayh, his photos were very common, his videos, etc. So they traced him very easily. Because of the photo they had, they could trace him. And finally they traced him, and they made him shaheed because of that. On the other hand, we find Mullah Muhammad Umar. His view was photography totally haram. So his photos you hardly see, hardly anywhere. Perhaps somewhere somebody might have taken a photo. So the result of that was, he escaped from the enemy from in front of the eyes. He walked past them, but they couldn't recognize him. And with this photo today, they can make a laser bomb, and that we can be, as we are sitting here, and with that photo, that bomb will detect you, and that bomb will come and just explode on you. It will leave everyone else. So Allah Ta'ala made this such a way that Allah made it very, very protected us in every way. And one great, great harm, photos is the illegitimate father of TV. And TV, what harms it causes. Forget what the Muslims wrote, what Islam said. Non-Muslims have written more than enough of the harms of TV. Whether it is physically on your eyes, on your mind, how it makes you a fool, how it mesmerizes you and make you think in that way. It becomes your God and controls your thinking also. It controls your emotions also. More than enough has been written of the harms of TV. And the TV is based basically on the photo. So, and the harms of TV are innumerable in every way. One political activist of India, he was a non-Muslim Rajiv of UP, and he was very, there is so many things of his which are of benefit for us, what he told. And so many things he has written, and one particular thing about the TV also. He used to go to big, big business enterprises and speak to the people there about how we are being fooled by the West and the modern people about business also. Universities he should go to, and all the academics. So one of his bayans, just like we make bayat, he takes bayat from the people also. In there he clarifies also, the woman should use the feminine words. Like males, the genders are different. And then he says, the first thing, I make tawbah and all must repeat from TV. That I will not watch TV, I will not keep a TV. And very interesting also for us to understand, who was a non-Muslim. The second thing you should make, ask all to make tawbah, I will not drink cold drinks, soft drinks. though being a non-Muslim, and many other things also, we would be surprised what things he had told. So, and he should say, what is TV? It is the mother of all crime and vulgarity, all indecency. That is what TV is. Children, when they watch this, they want to become like Superman. And how many actually lose their lives? They see that fantasy on the TV and they bring it in their real lives. They become Spider-Man, and that was old stories. Now we don't know what and what they are doing and what they are watching. And they become so daring and do impossible things. They walk in front of a train, in front of a car, because they see it in TV that nothing happened. They also try it, and of course they get killed. And they kill also. And when they saw what happens on the TV, like one person killing another person, then they also get into this. It's very shocking with the non-Muslims it was, but unfortunately with Muslims also today. How many of our youngsters, what they are getting involved in, which you cannot ever expect of a human being, or not of a non-Muslim also, but today Muslims, and from good families, all this is the nahusat, the evil effects of this TV, and which we regard today. My home, whether I watch TV or not, I'm a dini inclined person. I go masjid, I make namaz also, I go jamaat, I go, the khanka also, I go for umrah also. But TV I must have. It's a status thing. TV must be in my house. Whether we watch it or not, TV is on. Nobody is watching, but the status thing we got, and we got a TV room also. And a TV room is not enough. With that, there is a screen in everyone. I was very surprised, and I asked a few friends. I said, now, with TV on your phone, so I'm sure nobody is keeping the... They say more they are keeping. They are watching TV on the big screen even more. So this is a terrible thing and leads to all these very evil things. Maulana Yunus Patel, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, is one very effective bayan, an article on TV. He says that we have the TV in the house. So he says, you take this scenario. Somebody comes to your door and he says, we would like to have a braille in your house. And in awe, when they come, they say, we want to have some of our puja part, we do the Hindus of the temple. We want to make that in your house, if you will permit us. Or we want to have a sex orgy, a whole sex, all the evil things of that, in your house. Or we want to preach about Hinduism, or about Christianity. And the priest will also come, and you can also listen. All the other evils what we can think of. Somebody comes to you, how will you feel? What will you think of that person? If you can, you'll want to punch him, you'll want to kick him, you'll want to sway him. Or at least perhaps you'll just nicely tell him, just get out from here, man. What you talking? But exactly all that you are doing when you put a TV in your house. And now you are permitting all that. And worse, when you get a Hindi film and all these terrible types of films and you put it on the TV. And you have all those things which you would never allow. Now you are fully allowing it. All that is coming on the TV screen, it's in your house. Just like a very good friend of ours, a Mufti Sahib, said, in those days when there was no cell phone at all, he said, I don't keep a landline also in my house. Because by the landline, I'm giving access to any and everyone to speak to my wife. Because anyone can phone and speak to her. With the TV, we are giving access to all the filth in the world. Anything and everything. As we'll explain just now in Maulana's Bayan, he explained. So this is what the TV is. How much of harm. But it's a status thing. I must have TV in my house. I go for Hajj, I go for Umrah. And how many people who go in Jamaat regularly, who are Namazis, but the TV must be there. And we must watch the TV. So Hazrat Maulana explains further, one person who was like this, and we all must take heed from here. As Maulana says, that do we want that hard knock on our head, then we come to our consciousness. When are we going to listen? One father of four sons, he was one night, late at night, he heard some funny sounds coming from his children's room. And also, unfortunately, the children's room got no entry. And without permission, the parents are not allowed to enter. We got all the signs on the door, on the doors of the children. So he heard this funny sound. When he opened the door, he saw the TVs on, and the worst things are on the screen. And worse than that, his four children all naked, and they doing what they are seeing on what is on the screen. This brought him to his senses. This is what is TV. And then he got rid of it. So Manana says, do we also want a knock like that? That we see all this with our children who come with us for namaz also. And otherwise they are very obedient also. But all this also is happening. And that is happening without doubt in our homes. What terrible things are happening in our homes. All the cause of it, this photography. This photos, where it leads to, we cannot understand. Maulana explains further many other great harms of this TV and how it has destroyed families, good people. And the object is not just to talk and hear about it, that we save ourselves. If we got a TV, make sure we get rid of it. One lady here in Azadville, when she heard this, she took her TV and at her end, she invited people all to throw stones to make rajam of it, to completely destroy it. Very sadly, one righteous, pious person, and she had a lot of Hindi films also. That also she put fire to it in a public place where everyone was. A righteous person said, oh, she could give me all that films. Yeah. Even then our eyes don't open. So Allah make that our eyes can open and we can see what this filth is. Maulana had explained quite a few other points also about this, the TV and the harms of it. Allah let us understand and put it in our heart. And all this is the photo. That is one illegitimate child of the photo, the TV. Then for further, the photo, this TV, the harms of it. One lady, both passed away, the incident we want to pass, Allah give both Jannah. Mm-hmm. A nice, pious lady, old lady, she went and visited her friend and a photo was hanging on the wall of whoever it was. So she told her, this photo you got, Farishtas won't come. What a sad answer that woman gave. She said, what if I got in need of the Farishtas? Mm-hmm. If we don't need the Farishtas, and by who doesn't come? The Farishtas of Rahmat. But the farishtas of azab photos don't stop them. They still come. But the farishtas of rahmat don't come into the house. And also we should remember that shaitan, when he works like this, whether it's a TV, whether it's the photos, whether it's music, whether it's all dancing, and all the funny things we do at wedding times, and at birthday parties, and all the other harm, temporary outward enjoyment we get. We thinking we are enjoying, it's just temporary and it's just outward. Then reality unfolds and sets in. And then what happens? You'll find extramarital affairs. Whether the husband gets involved, whether the woman gets involved. It just leads to that. And then that is not that. Then discord between husband and wife. Now the husband doesn't appeal to the wife doesn't appeal to the husband. Now we are looking somewhere else. So my own wife, she got no appeal for me. My eyes and thoughts are somewhere else. For the wife, the husband doesn't appeal to him. She's thinking of some soccer player. She's thinking of some film star. And how many actual incidents like that, whether you are sleeping with your own wife, between husband and wife, she's thinking of somebody else, you are thinking of somebody else. Well, no enjoyment whatsoever. And it doesn't end there. After that, now the evil of this, financial problems come in now. Rich people, but now they are beset with financial problems. So terrible that one Mufti Sahib who has passed away, Allah grant him Jannah. He says in those days, also no cell phones those days, a person who owned property from the whole stretch of land, from one place to another, every town, he had properties and his earnings were so great. A very wealthy man. When he phoned Mufti Sahib, he said, this was my last 2 rands I had in a public phone and I need an urgent appointment with you. What my life has come, all that properties and all that because of this zina. And the zina starts with all this. One great major contribution to it is this photos also that a person watches. So it leads to all this. And then when a person is getting involved in all this, depression comes in, unhappiness comes in. Then a person thinks of, and if Allah's fazl is not there, and a person doesn't turn to Allah, the worst thing happens then, he goes deeper and deeper in problems. And not only that, but now he sees the bigger, worse problems as the solution. There's a worse thing, you are going deeper into the problem, terrible, the world can see this man is in problem, but he's regarding those problems as his solution. And he won't turn to Allah Ta'ala. He won't turn towards Deen. On the other hand, what is the solution? If Allah makes fazl on a person, brings namaz in his life. Namaz in the house. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Tilawat of Quran Sharif is a major thing. Anyone who has got problems in his home, whether it is with the wife, with the children, start reading Quran Sharif. And the males also should read in the house. We can be reading in the masjid, etc. But read in the house. And if there is no ghair mahram, the woman also, not loudly, but with sound. Read loudly. The barakat of Quran, farishtas come there. And then where farishtas come, the shayateen escape from there. And when there is no tilawat, no namaz, no zikr, no ta'aleem, then shaitan comes there, and shaitan causes all this, and shaitan mesmerizes us. At the beginning, enjoyable, very nice, watching TV, or this scene, that, and we're discussing it also. This year, and so much so, as one friend wrote, that people who follow the British, the Premier League in Britain, the soccer, and they've got a fantasy league. And the word fantasy means not true, lies. And he says that he himself was involved. He said, so much we get involved, you are obsessed with it all the time. You're just talking, and it's all false. This is all what the TV teaches us. All these false things. So if we bring ta'aleem in our houses, this will sort out our problems. One friend of ours, when we were in Germiston, he explained to us, was a people's man, seeing to the work of people, helping out people, etc. So he said it was a cold winter morning, and they from where the Indian area was, Asiatic Bazaar, the colored section was attached there just nearby. He got a message from there that one old lady, she's in Sakarat, but her ruh is just not going out. She's suffering in her sakarat. And so he used to help out all people, so he went there, and he saw really she was suffering, and her ruh is not going out. Then when he thought, a thought came to his mind, he checked up, under the bed, there was a puppy, a dog. He took out the dog and abad. As soon as the dog went out, her ruh went out nicely. So the farishta, she was meant by Allah Ta'ala, to be maqbool. So her farishta, ruh could not be taken by the farishta of azab. And the farishta of rahmat could not enter. It comes clearly in the hadith, in a house where there is a photo displayed, where there is a dog, the malaika of rahmat do not enter that place. So we keep these photos. And how much in our homes, newspapers are lying around, magazines, on the TV. One time we were in Cape Town, it was a ijtima, and we were staying by some French people. So Fajr time we went out from the house to go to the masjid. As we passed the living room, the lounge, the living room, we saw the TV is on, the screen is blank. And all fell asleep. Somebody on the couch, somebody lying on the ground, like a real war scene. Like all people lying dead around there. They were watching TV so much that the whole program also got finished. The screen went blank, just the flashing and that, and they all lying down. So this is what this TV is all about. No proper sleep also. What it does to a person. So, so we should be very, very careful with these haram things. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that like on the night of Qadr, but the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, it comes in the riwayat. Farishtas don't enter a home in which they are fautas. Or a person who is in janabat because of haram. So farishtas don't enter that place. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, one person might have kept a photo there, displayed it, whether it is just like in the newspaper lying open, anything. And because of that, that whole household, on the Shab-e Qadr, the night of Rahmat, they are all deprived of Allah's Rahmat. You are making your ibadat also, you are making your namazas, your tahajjud, your zikr, your duas, but that one fota, malaika of rahmat, don't enter there. And Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't enter, otherwise Jibreel alayhi salam, malaika come and shake hands with the people who are engaged in ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. But because of what big harms they are. So terrible deprivation of all the good of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then the other terrible illegitimate child of many of the others of TV is the YouTube. And this YouTube is even worse. And yeah, by YouTube I'm not referring to of porn, of crime, shamelessness, etc. But the YouTube of those which are called beneficial programs, bayans of ulama on the YouTube. This is causing great, great harm. And the YouTube, the U, is just like a crescent on a road we're traveling, and you have a crescent, you enter, and you just go around like a U, and you come out back on the... So all the time you're just in the tube there, and you are completely destroyed. You can't move forward. It just keeps you back. So these bayans, which we call beneficial, we're watching all this bayans, and these are also very, very dangerous, because watching bayans of the ulama and many of these, the ulama, what is this bayans about? On the YouTube, you can have that bayan, no problem, just the audio. Or you have a waterfall scene, a garden scene, masjid scene, but why must the photo of that person be displayed? And many of it is that just in their minds they are that admiration. People are admiring us. And whether people are admiring or not, it does take place. But that person in his mind, and he dresses according to that also. When you come with your photo, you are not just going to come with your topi one side, your specs crooked and all that. Everything you take full, everything to do it, and that to be admired. And admired not only by woman, by men also. And all who are looking, men are looking, women are looking at that, they are looking at a photo. It is that same haram which is worse because it's of a pious person. The other porn and filth and dirt and crime, that is worse. It's terrible also, but not as bad as this. And then this monana who is there and is making, and he is in his mind, people are admiring me very greatly. And my bayans also, and you'll say it also now with more style also. And whichever bayan you finish make for the next bayan, you will even want to have more. All your actions must be properly. Your facial expression, you will want to be more careful about them. So this causes great harm and great haram. And then also we should remember that no good can spread from it. From all this year, from those kinds of bayans also, there is no good that spreads. What spreads from it? Only modern Islam. Those people, there's some modern Islam which is not acceptable by Allah. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deenan falan yuqbal min. Wa idha qila lahum aminu kama amana an-nas qalu anu'minu kama amana as-sufaha. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْهِ. That is one deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. A modern deen, watered down deen, is not acceptable by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. This easy Islam, what will spread? Yes, Qadianism will spread. Shiism will spread. Salafism will spread. But the true Islam will only spread with the correct method. As Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, that this ummah will only be come on the right path, which will put it on the right path, what put the first part of the ummah in the right path. And which beautiful example Colonel Amiruddin rahmatullah alayhi used to give, what a person he was, what his position was as far as dunya is concerned, but how much of deen he had. He says that if you want a jet airliner to fly in the air and take off and transport people, cargo, whatever else, You can't put 20 oxen in front of it. Anyway, that is not its means of its movement. Put jet fuel in that airliner. In the same way, Islam that flies and takes people out of Jahannam, out of all gunas, and takes them flies to Jannah, that will not spread with this evil system of the West. Hey, whatever their systems are, and these people, some people take objection that we call them stupid. Hey, so when they call us names, that is nothing wrong. And when they believe they are the children of monkeys, hey, then if they are not stupid, what else are they? They are fully stupid when they believe that monkeys are their forefathers, and they believe there was one big bang and everything fell in place. This glass, if I have to drop it on tiles or concrete, the glass will break. It won't. But the big bang took place, things didn't break. Things were made. And perfectly they were made. Everyone, whether you're Chinese or you are African, you are Indian or you are Arab, everyone's eyes are in the same place. Nose is in the same place. Lips are in the same place. All this happened by one big mistake. One big bang took place and all houses got built. Toilet is on its place. The kitchen is on its place. Everything fell in place by one big bang. So if these are not stupid people, what else are there? They are grossly and completely stupid. And to call them, if we, like some people also say, we don't make takfir. That we are not ta'il, we are not, we don't make takfir of anyone. If you don't make takfir of anyone, you have made takfir of yourself. You have passed the fatwa of kufr on yourself. So if you don't make takfir of shaitan, you don't make takfir of Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, of Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, then you have made kufr on yourself. You have passed the kufr fatwa. Where the person does kufr, you have to make kufr. You have to give takfir for fatwa. Of course, it's not just that any and everyone at any small thing, but who have done kufr, whether in his words he has said words of kufr, in his actions he has done an act of kufr, worshipping under the cross, for example, or anything else, all this act of kufr is kufr. You are shaking hands with a rabbi, smiling and laughing with him, and the rabbi is the chief rabbi who has sanctioned the killing of the Palestinians. And if you do all these things, and you say we don't give fatwa of kufr, so all what is haram is haram, and what is halal is halal. لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا حَلَّ اللَّهِ Allah, why do you make halal things haram? And Allah says, do what is haram, don't make that halal. And what is halal, don't make that haram. The deen of Allah is supreme. And we have to submit to the deen of Allah, not to our fancies. We don't have to please people. Today we want to make people happy. And we want to go with the majority. And that everyone must have a good opinion, a very balanced person, and very broad-minded. Whether Allah is displeased, and you have broken the laws of Allah, and you, even with a person who has done open kufr, you embrace him, and you smile with him, and you're happy with him. That is not the way of Islam at all. This is read also, which we had mentioned previously, the sanctity of the Haramain completely destroyed. Allah make Raham, the day of Arafah. But if people were taking photos, selfies there, and today with technology, immediately from Arafah, they're sending it to their countries. That here I am in Arafah, here I am busy with du'as, and you are stretching out your hands, and you are crying to Allah, but you are sending a selfie. Or somebody else, you ask him to take your photo and you send it. What is that poor Hajj also? And do we know how people, with the difficulty they got to Hajj, hey, they managed to get there, and now you've been destroyed. Qurbani a person made. Qurbani, we say, very expensive. But we did the Qurbani. We spent the money. We made the effort. But with that one photo that we took, we destroyed all the reward of it. So Allah Ta'ala save us. There are very, very great harms of this. This photography, the Salafis generally, where they allow it, in the Haramain, photos are taken. Nobody stops them. You do a right thing, you are reading Salatu Salam, yalla haji, yalla, chalo, go. You have to go now. But you are taking photos, they don't stop you. And what has led us? The Salafis, who regard us, the Deobandis, they regard us as Qabar Pujaris. They used to, that we worship the Qabar. Unfounded, completely unfounded. The Deobandis are the last people who can be Qabar Pujaris. The Tawheed they have taught and they maintain is 100% on track, 100%. And the Salafis, with their extreme views, what they have got. So anyway, today the time has come and the hadith has to be proven true and correct. That Qiyamah won't come until Lat and Uzza are not worshipped in the Kaaba again. Idols will come back in the Kaaba. How sad it is. And it is the Salafis who are the cause. And this photography and photos that today in their schools they are teaching Hinduism. They are teaching idol worship. A thing which we can't accept, especially from any Muslim. And the Salafis who were so like strong on their Tawheed, and they were so particular, and so, one time I gave a bayan, Hazrat told me, when Hazrat's majlis was taking place. And I said something which we learned from Hazrat, then one of them who are influenced by this Salafism, wrote me a letter, and he said, don't say those things, because in there is an inclination towards shirk. So much they are particular about it. But now the same people, they are teaching this Hinduism in the school, in the schools everywhere. They are teaching Darwinism, all the shirk and kufr, which could not be expected at all. And very careful also we should think with ourselves, in our homes, good homes. Many of the young children, and we are the cause of it, we buy this Barbie doll. That thin little that doll that has got that figure like a thin person and with just mini skirt, etc. And the thin, and everyone wants to. That doll in the house, that also is totally haram. Any picture of it also, any inclination to that also. And then all the children also want to become like that Barbie doll. They also want to dress like that. They also want to be like that. Want admiration from everyone. All the things. And the gravity of this, the seriousness of it is, the photos are haram. They lead to haram. But one terrible aspect is, we have taken it very lightly. We don't make tawbah from haram. To see, to hear ghibat, to make ghibat is haram. To hear ghibat is haram. Any of these gunas. So the same way to take a photo is haram, to see a photo is haram. Unless some necessity which Sharia justifies, that is different. But today we don't think of it at all. We travel on the road, we look at the billboards, we see the pictures, newspapers, we are doing shopping on the internet. And how many photos come? We won't make tawbah after that also. We'll go to the shopping malls, we have to go to buy our things, and we are seeing, we are mixing there with all, we are paying our money at the till, with the cashier, etc., or the teller, or at the bank, at the in the supermarket, and no tawbah. We don't regard it as a guna also. And then the photos also which we are seeing everywhere. And very sadly, how many good people on the screen of the cell phone, on the laptop, the wallpaper is also of some, whether it's your own child, your grandchild, or anything, any photo of anyone, a male for a male also, a female for a female also, the news reader, if she's a female, for females also to look at her on the screen. If he's a male, for males also to, but we don't think of it as a guna also. And that's a very sad condition of our iman, when we don't think of a guna as a guna. The gravity of it and the seriousness of it has gone out of us. Very seriously we should think, therefore it's very important that the subject has to be opened up and discussed very fully. So hopefully we can come to our end. So in that case, we can't know what is Allah's rahmat. We can't imagine what is the... We can talk about it, but we won't know what is Allah's rahmat. With all this haram in our lives, we won't know what is Allah's rahmat. Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, save us from all haram, open our eyes and our ears and our hearts, and let us see the truth as truth, and save us from all haram and evil. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi.